朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
相信弟兄姊妹常常在过去还记得我在台上提到对时间的一个感慨。
I'm sure you might remember I have often shared with you my feelings towards time.
每一次我们回顾过去，我们觉得时间过得好快。
As we look back to the past, we feel that time flies.
当我们展望未来的时候，我们发现时间好像很难挨过。
And yet, when we look to the future, seemingly it takes forever.
我不会忘记在半年多前，当师母跟我要离开这里有半年的安息年的时候。
I still remember how half a year ago, when we were thinking about going abroad,
许多弟兄姊妹说半年好长好久。
Many have shared with me how half a year seems to them to be too long.
感谢主，在半年很快的就过去。
And yet half a year has passed by very fast.
在弟兄姊妹关心带导的里面过去。
Under your prayer support, it passed.
在我们台湾很紧凑的侍奉里面过去。
Yes, we were serving very diligently in Taiwan.
记得去年八月，我向一位教会的长辈辞行的时候。
As I was saying goodbye to an elderly in the church last August.
有一位长辈这样告诉我。
That person told me.
说告诉我，不如说他问我，他很好奇，也很好心的问我。
Perhaps we should say that that person was curious and asked me this question.
他说：“李牧师，有没有别的字可以代替安息年前面的这两个字安息
？”And the person asked, "Is there any other words that we can use to describe the word year of rest?"
他说：“李牧师，我不太喜欢安息这两个字。
”That person said, "I do not like the word rest."
他说：“我一想到安息，就想到安息主怀了。”
Because when I think about rest, I think about resting in God's bosom.
一讲到安息，就想到息劳归主了。
It seems to connotate, it has a connotation of relieving our burdens.
事实上，我们在圣经里面很清楚地看见，安息是有这样的意思。
Yes, on the one hand, there are such connotations in the word rest.
圣经里面把安息和死亡是很密切地连在一起。
There are a close relationship between rest and death in the Bible.
旧约是如此，新约也是如此。
This is true in the Old Testament as well as the New.
但是我们知道，在圣经里面，安息还有比死亡更广的一些意义在里面。
But then we realize that the word rest surpasses the meaning of just death.
刚才谢尚礼弟兄带我们读马太福音第十一章，我们很熟悉的一段经文。
For example, in the scriptures that we just read in Matthew 11.
好不好？请各位再翻回到马太福音第十一章，从二十五节到三十节。
Now let's turn back to Matthew 11, and we will concentrate again on verses 25 to 30.
这六节圣经都是主耶稣亲口的教训。
These are words spoken by our Lord Jesus.
中文没有引号，所以我们看不太出来到底这一段话是一段话呢，还是不同的几个段落所凑成的一段经文。
In the Chinese, because the quotation marks are missing, then we do not know where Jesus started to speak and where he ended.
如果我们看英文圣经，我们知道从二十五节开始一直到三十节是整段的主耶稣所说的话。
But when you read the English version, you will see the quotation starts from verse 25 and ends at 30.
二十五、二十六节是主的祷告。
Verses 26, 25 and 26 is the prayer of Jesus.
二十七节是主耶稣的宣告。
27 is his proclamation.
28到30节是主耶稣基督的邀请或者呼召。
And from verse 28 to 30, it's his invitation.
我说过，我在这里愿意再提醒一下，每一次主的话一出来，一定是带着邀请性。
Let me re-emphasize, every time when Jesus speaks, he always have invitation.
圣经告诉我们说，主的话从来不突然往返，神的话出去不会空空的回来的。
The scripture teaches us that the sayings of Jesus or the words of God does not go out and return empty.
所以每一次我们这些奉主的名传讲主话的人也是如此。
And so those who preach the word of God is the same.
我们有这样一个祷告，我们有这样一个心愿。
We have this prayer and this heart.
我们不希望主的话出去就出去了。
We don't want to just send the word of God out like that.
主的话出去要给听众带来思想上面的一些冲击。
When the word of God is proclaimed, we want to give you some stimulation in your mind.
如果今天一篇信息而没有思想的冲击，我们讲道的人认为这篇信息不是一个成功的信息。
If we cannot stir your minds with our preaching, then we feel this is not successful.
我们只是坐在这里，觉得这篇信息非常的好听，我非常的享受。对我们传道人来讲，没有真正达到我们站在台上服侍主的目的。
If the audience only thinks, "Gee, this is a good message. I enjoyed it very much," then the preacher have not done their job.
其实对我来讲，不只是单单希望看见听众头脑的思想里面带来的一些震撼或者刺激而已。
In actuality, I am not satisfied with just stimulating your mind.
在我的祷告里面，在我的心愿的当中，盼望每一次的信息，不只是在思想的里面带来共鸣，我们盼望在行动上也带来很实际的行动。
In my prayers, in the bottom of my heart, I wish that our preaching will bring forth resonance in your minds as well as action.
主的祷告带出主的宣告。
And the prayer of Jesus brought his proclamation.
主的宣告带出主的邀请和呼召。
And his proclamation brings forth his invitation.
主耶稣在这里给我们很清楚地看见，他先向神说话，然后他向人说话。
Here we see Jesus speaking to God first and then speaking to man.
对我个人来讲，有一个比较深的体会。
And I have this deeper understanding.
我们看见主的工作里面就有祷告。
We see in Jesus' work there is prayer.
主的祷告就是一项工作。
And his prayer is in fact part of his work.
今天我们要侍奉主的人。
Those of us who want to serve God today,
我们实在需要从祷告的侍奉上开始来学习。
We should start with the service of prayer.
今天早上我希望集中注意力在28-30节这几节的圣经。
But today I would like to emphasize only on the last three verses.
今天的题目是从安息年来谈安息。
The topic for today is to look at rest from the year of rest.
在这半年的时间里面，特别是最后的两个多月，我在这一方面有非常深刻的、强烈的体验。
For the past 6 months, especially the last 2 months, I have a very deep feeling for this.
28-30节，短短的三节圣经里面，我们看见两次主耶稣提到安息这两个字。
In these short three verses, we see our Lord Jesus saying rest twice.
今年元月份一月底的时候，我在台湾侍奉突然到了一个非常疲倦的一个地步。
By the end of January this year, our service have led me to a point where I was very exhausted.
觉得倦意很重，觉得实在没有力气，也没有心情，没有这个冲劲，继续的往前侍奉。
I felt that my strength has left me, and I really cannot go on.
那个时候好想回到 Boston 来。
At that point, I felt I really miss Boston.
差不多要想想说好了，打道回府了，我们工作就告这到此告一个段落。
I was so tired in the extent that I really would like to call it quits and come back.
但是许许多多的工作已经安排，我们没有办法改变这些行程。
But then many works were arranged for us.
就在那个时候，这一段圣经开始向我说话。
And at that point, these verses spoke to me.
给我非常强烈的震撼。
And I was strongly touched by it.
所以我想今天我就把一月底所领受的这一段的经文跟我们在座今天每一位来分享。
So I will just share with you what I've learned during those times.
在二十八节我们都会背的一节圣经，主耶稣在这里说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我要使他得安息。
Seemingly we can recite these verses. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
当你把这节圣经多读、多思想、反复默想的时候，
When you read this and meditate upon this,
我相信我们可以从这一节的圣经可以很容易地看见一个人怎么样能够得到主耶稣所应许的这样的一个安息。
then we can realize how we can accept this rest that Jesus has promised us.
怎么样能够得着主所应许这个安息，可以取代我们的劳苦，取代我们的重担？
How can we receive this rest promised by Jesus?
我们知道这是一个劳苦的时代。
We know that this is an age of burden.
Grace Chapel 以前的牧师 McDonald 他曾经Dr. McDonald 曾经提到说这个时代他把它称呼为 a tired generation, 一个疲乏的一代。
Dr. McDonald has characterized this age as the age of tired.
每天我从家里到教会来都要经过这个 Montvale Avenue.
Every time when I come to the church, I have to pass by Montvale Avenue.
走的时候也要从这个 Montvale Avenue 从 Urban Center 这样走。
And when I leave, I also drive on Montvale Avenue.
有的时候碰到红灯就要停下来。
And when there's a red light, I have to stop.
我就看见在我右边有几个店铺。
And I saw all these stores next to me.
有一个店铺叫做 Santan Center, 一个健康中心。
There's one store that's a suntan center.
那么当然我不知道里面是怎么样让你能够有 suntan. 那么我就在门口好几次经过，我就很好奇。
And my interest was piqued, so every time I pass by, I sort of take a look.
前几天我经过的时候，突然看见这 suntan center 有一个招牌写在它的门口。
And then a few days ago, I realized there were some sentences written at the door.
第一个，他说你进来以后可以减肥。
I noticed the first sentence was lose inches.
第二，除背痛。
Second sentence was to ease back pain.
第三，他说消除紧张和压力。
And the third sentence was relieve stress.
这三句话对我都很敏感。
I'm very sensitive to these three sentences.
因为，你们知道回半到台湾半年。这个腰围稍微不一样一点。
You know, after half a year in Asia, the waistline has changed.
有人说我中厚啦，有人说我中广啦，很多这样的话来形容我。
Polite way of saying your waistline has increased.
那么师母呢，这几年常常有机会说她的背也不舒服了，所以看见那个又看到我，又看到师母。
And Mrs. Lee has shared with me how her back has been hurting her now and then.
那么我看到的是许许多多的弟兄姊妹和现代人都有的问题，就是压力和紧张，那个 stress.
And so many of us have the problem of stress.
主耶稣当他向着当时的人发出这样的呼吁的时候，
And when Jesus sent forth his invitation.
我突然发现这一段的圣经是那样适合于甚至我们二十世纪的人。
I suddenly was struck by how applicable these verses are to 20th century.
如果一个健康中心他都那样看重，说你来了可以解除你的紧张，消除你自己的压力。
Even if health centers emphasize on these things,
证明今天这个时代是充满紧张、充满压力的时代。
It shows us that indeed this generation is filled with stress.
主耶稣在这里特别向着有 stress、有压力、紧张、劳苦、担重担人发出这样的一个呼吁。
And Jesus is giving an invitation to those who are weary and stressed and burdened.
我们看见今天这个时代是物质享受空前的一个时代。
Indeed, this age we have reached the peak of materialism.
也是心灵空虚达到空前的时代。
And yet, we also have reached the peak of spiritual emptiness.
主耶稣在这里说：“凡劳苦担重担人，可以到我这里来，我就给你们得安息。”
Jesus said, "Come to me, and I will give you rest."
很简单的一节圣经。
Very simple verse.
但是我们仔细的看，却看见得安息有三个起码的条件。
But now we see there are three fundamental conditions.
如果我们看这节圣经，我们仔细的多读，我相信也会得到这三个结论。
And if you read this carefully, I'm sure you will come to the same conclusion.
第一
，First，
你要得到安息，你必须先承认你是个劳苦担重担人。
For you to receive rest, you must admit that you are weary and burdened.
医生可以医病人。
A doctor can heal a patient.
但是病人若不承认自己是一个病人，他不需要这个医生来碰他一下。
But if the patient denies his or her illness and would not allow the doctor to operate,
所以第一个条件要承认我们是劳苦，我们是担重担的。
Similarly, we have to admit that we are weary and burdened.
换句话说，如果有人要进那个店的话。
In other words, if someone wants to enter that store,
他承认他的腰围需要减小。
Perhaps you have to admit that you need to take inches off.
他承认他的背需要得医治。
You realize that you need back therapy.
他更需要的就是怎么样让心里面的压力能够减到最低。
You realize that you are stressed.
所以第一个我们必须要承认我们有这个需要我才会进到那个店里去接受他的服务
So first we need to realize and accept our need
每一次当我去传福音的时候
Every time when I share the gospel
不管是大聚会不管是个人谈道
Whether it's personal evangelism or in a huge meeting
我在心里有一个祷告
I always pray in my heart
我说主啊求你让对方或者求你让这些会众感觉到他们的需要
Lord, let these other people feel their need.
有病的人需要医生，没有病的人不需要医生。
Only those who are ill need the physician.
我记得我曾经在这里跟弟兄姊妹分享，今天我们传福音也好，我们今天侍奉主也好，我们要注意供和求的配合。
I have shared with you how we should realize the meeting of supply and demand.
我觉得今天的基督教拼命在供，但是不一定照做所求的在供。
I feel that in Christianity today, we supply all the things, but then we are not meeting the demand.
所以很多时候我们在讲台上讲的道是一厢情愿的道。
So when we preach,
我们只是一方面的一个道而已，拼命在这一方面讲，而不一定能够达到这些弟兄姊妹的心中。
It sometimes does not reach the target.
尤其是我们看见基督教的礼拜堂常常把讲台建得比较高一点。
Especially if you see the Christianity, the pulpits is raised a little bit.
很多时候我们发现我们所讲的道就在这些听众的头上飘过而已。
And sometimes the sermons then just floats over your heads.
我们不能像那个起初这个挪亚的方舟，他放出鸽子去，那个鸽子找到落脚之地。今天神的话需要找到落脚之地。
Indeed, the word of God needs to be able to land like the pigeon that landed in Noah's ark.
当我这是在准备这篇信息的时候
When I was preparing this message,
我突然发现落脚之地在旧约就是安息这个字很有意思
I found that the word for a place where you can land is the same word as rest.
所以我们需要供和求的配合
So indeed, we have to meet the demand with our supply.
承认我是一个劳苦担重担人
And admit that I am weary and burdened.
第二，相信主耶稣可以给我安息。
Second, we have to believe that Jesus can give us rest.
这不够。第三
，But that's not enough.
还要来到主耶稣的面前。
Then we have to come before Jesus.
这个人需不需要信耶稣呢
？Does this person need to believe?
他需要有看的，他必须有这样的需要感。
First, that person must have this feeling of need.
然后他看见耶稣可以帮助他。
That person sees that Jesus can help him.
还是更重要的，他要自己来到主耶稣基督的面前。
But most importantly, that person has to come before Jesus.
半年在台湾。
Half a year in Taiwan.
有人说我们是碰到中华民国将近八十年来最不可思议的半年。
Some have remarked to us that we have went through the most incredible history of China in the past 80 years.
这半年的时间里面，我们发现许许多多我们想都想不到的事情发生在台湾。
Indeed, while we were in Taiwan, many things that was beyond our wildest imagination took place.
解严是一个很大的一件事情。这个 martial law.
The martial law was taken off.
那么从解严，我们回到台湾，第一个碰到的就是开放大陆探亲，这对我们来讲是一个想都想不到的事情。
And the first thing that happened was the government allowed people to go back to mainland China to visit their relatives.
然后开放党禁，就是开放这个可以有其他的反对党出来。
And then they allowed the standing up of opposition parties.
开放报禁。报纸可以有无数张，不是单单以前那么少。
Freedom of the press。
那么我们走之前，开放高中毕业生可以留学。
And right before we left, the senior high students can leave Taiwan to go overseas.
我们走的时候正在谈，考虑开放留美的大陆学者可以到台湾去看看。
And when we were leaving, they were even talking about how mainland China scholars can go to Taiwan.
半年下来，有几个这样的印象在我的心里面，关于台湾的进步。
And through this past half year, I'm impressed by these things.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。